You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So next up, we've got a piece from myself where I talk to Kitty Allen. So the Department of Conservation and Predator Free 2050 Limited are backing the development of a biodegradable rat trap that can be distributed by air to contribute to Predator Free Aotearoa. Sorry about that. The Minister of Conservation, Kitty Allen, has announced this. The aerial microtrap, which will be co-funded and designed by conservation technology company Good Nature, stands to be a game changer in predator control. To hear more about this, I talked to the Minister of Conservation and started off by asking about how it all works.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. So what we're doing, we're investing $1.3 million basically to assist with the development of it. So Good Nature, who's the company that are developing it, they're at the forefront of developing a whole range, I guess, of quite innovative predator traps across the board. So this one that they're developing is a micro trap that can be dropped from the air. It means it's super small. Think of like a you know, like a badminton kind of shuttle, like the cock that you use for a shuttle, or think of like a Nespresso coffee pod, slightly larger than that. Now, basically, the technology is that there's a pellet at the back of the trap. The trap is made completely of biodegradable products. Around the circumference of the trap is again, completely biodegradable, but a rubber ring, essentially. The rat goes in, eats the bait, and that releases a mechanism which releases the rubber circular thing that comes down and kills the predator. So what's so exciting about this is that so many parts of our country here in Aotearoa, you can't get to easily or efficiently or effectively on foot. So we've got areas, and I use my area at home up in the East Coast, up in the Raukumara Range. It's really gnarly terrain to get into the reaches and the depths of, and we have a massive predator issue in that incredible piece of ngahere. Technology like this, and this is why we're investing in it, it changes the game a little bit, because if we can go in and drop micro traps by air into hard to reach places where it doesn't require people going there to come back and monitor them and see how they're going, but they biodegrade on use, that means that we can get to more and more predators in hard to reach places, which gets us towards our goal of being a predator-free nation by 2050. So I'm super excited about it. This is a collaboration. It's DOC, who we've put in $1.3 million predator-free 2050. They've contributed, and Good Nature themselves have put a lot of resource into this to enable the design of this micro trap. Exciting technology.
So it currently is just for rats, correct?
This is a rat trap, yeah. This has been designed with that type of predator in mind.
Well,
it's not, for example, for possums, which it wouldn't get. It wouldn't come near to this. The possum couldn't get its nose into this particular type of bait, so it's for smaller predators.
What about ones like, I guess, stoats sort of fall somewhere in the middle between possum and rats?
Perhaps, yeah. So it's aimed at the moment, this technology has been designed primarily for rats and those smaller predators. They, you know, and whether they might upscale to something that could get to stoats, that's a conversation ongoing. But we thought we'd try, that their intention was try to get some technology that gets to those smaller predators, see if we can get to a product that really is biodegradable, that really is resource and gets us towards that zero waste objective as well. So that's the first prototype.
Okay, and are there any areas in New Zealand where the traps are planning to be used specifically?
Right now, so yeah, look, there's trials constantly ongoing, but it's not, we're quite some time away from, well, Good Nature is quite some time away from it being a commercially released product. There will be trials just to make sure that they are getting things right, but that's part of what this funding is for. It's essentially R&D or funding to help them with to get the product fit for purpose.
Okay, and so these traps are biodegradable. How long do they take to degrade?
Yeah, so this is all part of the thing. So they're at a place right now without testing with a whole range of different resources and different materials. I was in their R&D lab yesterday, and they are using everything from feathers through to, you name it, in terms of biodegradable materials. They're testing and trialing right now. So the prototype that they have is going to be something that they'll be refining. They want to get to get the product to a place where it is where it biodegrades quickly. So this is really a product that we can all have comfort in, that it won't be creating more waste into some of our most vulnerable areas. So this is the funding comes from what we call a tools to market program. It invests in the development of smarter, safer and more effective predator control tools and that technology to help us get to that predator free. But we've set aside another 5 years to assist with the development of a micro trap that will really get to that stage where we're fully comfortable that it is fit for purpose and it will help us achieve the objectives of both zero waste and getting to those predator-free targets.
Okay, and does it currently present any threats to our native wildlife?
No, that isn't something that has come to my attention at all. The team at Good Nature Testing, yeah, like I said, we're really in the phases of it's testing, it's the R&D phase right now, but those are all considerations that are very high at the top of their priority, is making sure that it really is targeted towards predators, and that our own native wildlife will be protected, which is the whole objective.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.